October 22nd, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Genesis 1, verse 31. In his book, Psychocybernetics, Dr. Maxwell Maltz, a noted plastic surgeon, reports that a survey of college co-eds once showed that 90% of them were dissatisfied with their appearances. This is an amazing figure, Dr. Maltz submits, because it is obvious that 90% of our population cannot be abnormal. However, it helps explain why so many people go to plastic surgeons to have physical defects, real or imagined, corrected. Sometimes operations result in dramatic character and personality changes, Dr. Maltz says, but other times the patient's personality is unaffected. His conclusion is, each of us must find an acceptable self-image of ourselves if we are to live useful, satisfying lives. How do we do this? By changing the things about ourselves that are changeable and by accepting the things that aren't. More often than not, the things that will make us more beautiful are interior changes, not exterior, spiritual, not physical, soul surgery, not plastic surgery. The beginning of spiritual wisdom for many is the acceptance of the biblical statement from Genesis 1:27 that God created man in his own image. If you believe you are a creation of God, then it goes without saying that you are beautiful in his eyes. Accept this judgment and blessing. Lord, help us esteem all your creations, including ourselves.